Hello, everybody. I would like to thank the First Dem organizers because this opportunity to present you the research software production work done at the Gaspard Monge Computer Science Laboratory in France. The laboratory is located near Paris, at the east of Paris. It has around 150 members, where a half more or less are permanent researchers. The work done in this laboratory is around image processing, networks, real-time algorithms, combinatorics, bioinformatics, linguistics, signal processing, etc. The laboratory has an important software production in order to do this research work. I arrived to the laboratory around 20 years ago. In 2006, the direction asked me to study the implementation of services associated with the laboratory software development in order to promote the visibility of this work. Part of the work was done inside a national project called PRIME. As you can see in this publication, all the references are complete at the end of this talk. In this national project, we did publication of research software descriptions and a lot of studies around this production. More recently, I have been involved in the proposition of research software management plan templates and in the nowadays ongoing work around research software evaluation, open science infrastructures, etc. In 2006, the first issue we liked to do was to establish the list of the software produced at the laboratory. So I went to see the colleagues here and asked them what they were doing. And some were really surprised because it was not clear for them if what they were doing could be considered a production of the laboratory. It was not the case of everyone, but a lot of software was not very well identified. There were no a clear list of authors, no the dates, when was the software produced, how many versions, where it was. Some software were very well disseminated with web pages or with forms, but it was not the case again of everyone, and it was very important to establish a dissemination procedure. The laboratory had a real interest in the production of free software, but sometimes there was no license at all given with the software. And also it was very important who decides of the license and to understand the legal issues and the author rights. The laboratory also need to clarify the policies to take decisions about what was the software of the lab, how it should be licensed, disseminated, etc. Another important point is which is the value of this research production. For this, it was important to propose evolutions in research evaluation procedures. As you can see, the problems that we have found are of very different nature. Some are legal questions, some are policies, some are scientific issues. So this required different approaches to deal with these problems, but what we can say is that most of these problems are everywhere the same in any scientific field. In many laboratories they are the same. The first problem I would like to talk to you is about the definition. We started to propose this definition of a logiciel d'un laboratoire with three different characteristics. The software is done to do the research. A member of the laboratory participates in the code of writing, and the software is associated to publications of the laboratory. More recently, we have proposed this research software concept as a well-identified set of code that has been written by a well-identified research team. The software has been built and used to produce a result that is disseminated in the scientific contribution. The software is a set of files that contains the source code, the compiled code, if any. It also can include the documentation, specification, examples, license, etc. Another of the questions I would like to talk to you today is how to dress the list of the software production of the laboratory. So this was done in the national project called PLUME, where we did this publication of software descriptions with a very clear metadata set, keywords, classification, etc. The publications contained a source description and the links to the publications. So with this object, it was very easy to have the list of the software produced in the laboratory and to have a world vision of what was happening. When the project was closed, we have been continue to work in order to have this list of objects well identified. Currently, we are working at the level of the University Gustav Eiffel in order to set the open science policies of the university and to see how to deal with the software and data production of the of the university. What is also possible now is to do publications of software papers. For example, this was not possible 15 years ago. For example, this IPOL journal, you can publish the article and the software at the same time, and the journal has an interface where you can experiment with the software in order to understand better the article, etc. Other kind of publications are like this SoftwareX journal, where you do the publication in the journal, but the software is away, for example, in GitHub or in other platforms. Another problem, as I told you, is the dissemination procedure. It's very important to know what should be done before to give away the software, to distribute the software. The license should be put in place. When you choose a name, it should be done carefully. You should keep track of the authors, of the new functionalities, etc. This proposed procedure can be adapted to many different situations, including research data. A more stronger view of this kind of work is a research software management plan. This is a document where you set the information about the software. You can set goals, and you can come back later to the document to see what was done or what has been done, etc. It's a very important tool to manage software. Other templates have been proposed, for example, by the Software Sustainability Institute in United Kingdom. It was very important to understand the legal issues. We are here in a computer science laboratory. We didn't have any idea at all about these questions. So we did a lot of work in order to understand the legal issues and the scientific policies. We did this in comparison with the main production of a laboratory, which are the publications, the articles, the books, etc. This work is published in French. But if the French is a problem for you, please come back to me. I will be very happy to share this work. Almost of all the references given at the end of this talk deal with legal issues of scientific policies in one way or another. The last problem I would like to talk to you here today is the value of the research software production. For this, what we have proposed with in collaboration with Tomás Recio in Spain is to propose the CEDIR protocol in order to evaluate research software with four steps. The first to deal with the identification and the dissemination issues, and the second, the third is deals with the software aspects, and the fourth and last deals with the research aspects. It's very important for us to separate when you are evaluating software and when you are evaluating research. We think that there are two different aspects that should be not mixed. Some committees could consider more important some software aspects, and others will put more emphasis in the research aspects. So it should be very clear when you consider one thing or the other. This protocol is very flexible. Each committee can adapt to different situations of the evaluation context. This is my last slide. We have proposed solutions for the problems we have found. We have proposed solutions which are general but adaptable to many different situations. The situation in the lab has really improved regarding research software. People here know better what should be done and how should be done. This doesn't mean that we have stopped the work. There is always new members, new students, so we should keep going in the in telling people how to deal with this production. There is also ongoing work at the level of the university, Gustav Eiffel, in order to establish open science policies. We have also contributed to the international work of research software. There are now many working groups, for example, dealing with citation, for example, the Software Citation Implementation Group of Force 11. In RDA, there are also groups studying research software. And we think that with this work, we have contributed to improve the situation of research software everywhere. Many thanks for your attention. Bye.